nation to its own citizens. So when the citizens are victims and the corporations are the beneficiaries, the government comes out in support of the corporations.
We're going to have to leave it there, but we will follow the case and we will report on what happens this morning. This is Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdulkadus, Aramate, Angelique Khan, Jeffrey Hagerman, Steve Martinez, Nicole Salazar, Hani Masood, Robbie Karen, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Peter Curries, our engineers. Thanks also to Becca Staley, Hugh Grant, Samantha Chambly, Jason Lord, John Randolph, Laura Chipley, Kieran Krug-Meadows, Vesta Godars. Our website is democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm Habanero. And welcome to today's edition of Concert Billboard for Tuesday, July 8th. We've got Glenn Rothel's American Dance Theater at the Bayshore Bandshell, Joker's Wild Comedy at Mirel's in Westbury, the Mambo Loco Trio at the Margarita Grill in West Hampton Beach, Jim Moran has a jam at DJ Riders in Oceanside, Patricia Shee is appearing at the Harry Chapin Theater in Huntington. It's a family show at 7:30 p.m. It's an outdoor venue. Bring your lawn chairs. In New York City, Foster McGinty is appearing at Kenny's Castaways. Steel Train at the Highline Ballroom. And the Robert Ross Band at the Ear Inn. For Wednesday, July 9th, Nacho Mama at the Beach Hut in Lindenhurst at the Venetian Shores, Beauty and the Beast at the Patchogue Theater, the Mambo Loco Quintet, they're adding a fifth at the Meshet Beach Hut in Hampton Bays, Bennett Harris at the Hewlett-Woodmere Library, Donnie Salenza at Reflections in Rockville Center, the Smoke Daddies appearing at Jesse's Roadhouse in Merrick, the Sam Taylor Band at Barbecue in Patchogue, and the 28 Speed Square Lean Vido Fierce Blue at Sullivan Hall in New York City. At the Knitting Factory, there's three acts: Tally Hall, Little Jack, Sultan, Samover. Fleet Foxes at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City, and the Huntington Community Band at the Harry Chapin Theater in Huntington. 8:30 p.m., that's an outdoor venue. Bring your lawn chair. Thank you for listening to WUSB Stony Brook, and for more shows, check out our website at WUSB.fm. Thanks for listening.
And this is radio station WUSB in Stony Brook. The time is 6:01. Time, once again, for Off the Wall. and good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening where, gosh, it's just a little too hot and muggy for me. And, oh, gosh, hi. Spiny, you're still here from your show of this afternoon, aren't you?
Of this afternoon.
Sometimes people just sort of sit in the corner and you don't recognize that they're there. You don't realize they're there until...
Until they move.
And I guess you've just been sitting there since your show, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear that noise? It sounds sort of like...
A fan?
Well, it sounds like the ocean, actually. It sounds like maybe a bus going by. I guess that's the USB fan. and your microphone is right next to it.
Is that a hint?
No. I mean, I think it sounds like you're outdoors, so I guess that's kind of cool. And,
apparently not. I heard outdoors was hot and muggy.
It's awful. It really is. I'm not in favor of this kind of... Some people like this kind of weather. I can't imagine why. Hot I can deal with. Muggy I cannot deal with. You know, it's just... You don't want to do anything.
Cold and muggy is kind of cool.
It's interesting. Yeah, you sort of get fog when that happens. But, I mean, I guess I could complain more because usually the heat is on in the summertime in the studio. And right now I don't think it is. I think they actually might be having cool air coming through to us.
It's a nice gesture from
the part of the university, I think. So I happened to catch part of your show today, and I caught you saying that I was going to be discussing dreams and what they mean tonight.
What was that all about?
Because that's the first I heard about it.
It was on the program guide. Where is it?
It's on the program guide. So you're saying that every single program on this radio station has a topic attached to it on this alleged program guide that doesn't seem to be here anymore.
No, I did not say that at all. How dare you infer that?
I'm just embellishing upon your expression there. So I'm supposed to be talking about dreams? Is that the deal today?
I don't know.
Because I don't have anything else.
Talk to Christine. She's the one that prints that out.
Well, you know, it makes it a challenge, I guess, to have topics that I'm supposed to cover. It's sort of like writing a paper for sixth grade or something where you have to talk about something you know nothing about.
Well, I think last week was box turtles, and you didn't talk about that at all.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to talk about box turtles. I'm sorry. I had a lot about box turtles, as it happens, and I didn't know that that was what was being promoted. So next week, then, we'll talk about box turtles a little bit more.
That would explain all those people that called up and complained.
You know, I was wondering, because I was expecting a lot of complaints, because I did I love guns. Guns are so cute, but no, it's the people that fire them that I can't stand. And I was talking about that a bit. I was expecting to get all this hate mail, and I really didn't get much hate mail, just like the usual hate mail, like you're stupid and stuff like that. You know, I expect that, but I thought I'd get more. Maybe more people are realizing that, you know, the whole thing's kind of dumb. Because, you know, Supreme Court thing and all that.
I heard about that.
Yeah, saying that everybody in Washington can carry a piece now or something. It's going to be fun. Fun next few years as that all winds to the courts. What are you going to do? You know, I did have a dream, though, last night or this morning or whatever, as long as we're talking about dreams. I dreamt that I was at the Hope Conference coming up, which...
Tell me more about this Hope Conference.
Well, no, this isn't a cheap ploy for me to promote it or anything like that. I really did have a dream. I was panicking, as I usually do.
Were you there with no pants on kind of dream?
No, that's not a panic for me. That's a panic for other people. But what I was there with lots and lots of people. There were a ton of people there. And I had to make them all happy. I had to make sure that their needs were met. And you can't move fast enough. People from all over the world showing up at these things. And... In about 10 days, that's going to be reality for me.
10 days.
Next week's show at this time, my voice will have a different pitch. It'll be a bit more hysterical than it is now. It's a little bit hysterical now, but it'll be more hysterical then.
Will you be at the convention there? Will I be doing a engineering gig? Is that what you're saying?
Will you be at the conference? That's up to you.
Or no, I'm saying
you be
no.
Here? Will you be here? I don't know.
Will you be here?
I don't know. I'll try to be here. Yeah. I should be here. I'm supposed to be here. I'll probably have another assignment or something else I'm supposed to talk about. Which I don't know what it'll be until the day of, I guess.
Is this true? It's the last Hope Conference.
The last Hope. I don't know why everybody keeps asking me. But that's, yeah, the last Hope. It's the last Hope Conference. The last Hope. TLHLAST, all that kind of Hackers on Planet Earth Hope Conference.
So next year there won't be any Hope Conference?
Of course not. What a silly question, but...
will it be called something else?
Listen.
Gotcha.
No. Next year it will not be called anything else. I guarantee that. Tell me, are you going to be there for one thing? A lot of people have been asking me this because...
Well, what's the date?
July 18, 19, and... A moment. Should have had this with me. 20th.
I just might, because I'm doing a convention this week.
What convention are you doing?
Blobfest.
You know, if I had to guess, not knowing anything at all, I would say that you would be running a convention called Blobfest.
Or, I'm not running it. We're just guests
of
honor.
You should be.
I should be.
Will the blob be there?
Yes, actually, yes.
Who, may I ask, plays the blob?
No, it takes place in the actual theater mm-hmm. that the blob was filmed in, down in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Phoenixville, that's like, you add a ville to a city
anything,
when you
yeah.
can't, like,
Countyville.
Name it something else.
The theater's there, and every year they play the blob, and mm-hmm. they have a guest, and they actually have the guy who owns the blob, the actual prop.
Someone owns the blob. Someone took it upon themselves to buy the blob.
He bought the blob from the director. If you Google Blobfest, all those wacky pictures will come up.
Oh, boy. So somebody out there owns the blob. That's,
yes,
somehow
sir.
That's reassuring. I don't know why that's reassuring. But.
And he does keep it on ice.
Wow. Well, and that takes place in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. I never knew there was a Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Huh?
I never knew there was a Phoenixville.
Neither did I.
Yeah. I mean, you could just add Ville to any name. You know, take Clevelandville, stick that somewhere in Pennsylvania, you got yourself a town.
I think this only works in Pennsylvania.
It does. They have the weirdest names of towns there. They've got all these, you know, Pennsylvania Dutch type of spellings and just strange names.
And you can buy Scrapple there.
And they name things after the weirdest items, like, you know, Colville and Pollution City. And they have a town called 84. I don't know what that means. It's got something to do with lumber.
Lumber, I think.
Yeah, and there's another town called Hometown. That's really the name of it, Hometown. And if that's your hometown, God help you trying to explain that to somebody in a bar, that your hometown is Hometown. You get a fat lip. That's what's going to happen.
Do you know you can buy Scrapple now in stores up here?
No. What exactly is that?
Scrapple?
Yeah. Is that like grits?
No, it's much worse. It was described to me as, well, you know when they make bacon and sausages?
Uh-huh.
It's all the scraps left over after that.
Well, what's left over after that? That I don't even want to think about that. That's, wow, that's something. Kind of like roadkill, except worse.
Yeah, except they don't wait.
All right, well, Spiny, what else has been going on around here?
Around the office? You want internal gossip? I can't give you that over the air.
Well, then it wouldn't be internal gossip anymore, would it?
Exactly.
And I'm against internal gossip, so this is one way to dispel it by making it external facts.
Oh, it's about you.
Okay.
No, it's not.
I jumped right in there.
I know. You threw it back in my face.
Bring it on.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I want to want to hear what people are saying. How's the afternoon shift going for you? What's wrong? You look like you just saw something.
Yeah, I put
look
a picture.
Look like a cat that just heard a mouse.
I put a picture of...
Of what?
Brother Nick, and now it's gone.
You put a picture of Brother Nick up on the wall?
Yeah, and it's been taken down.
Well, those are in demand.
Taken down?
Of course.
Was it hanging there or was it hung there?
The point is, if you put something of Brother Nick or Brother Bill up, it'll be snatched by many of the... You don't know that these things... He's looking all over the studio. No, you'll be lucky if it lasts 5 minutes. It's on eBay now. Go, get on this computer, check eBay, you'll find it. Yeah.
It was in a frame and everything.
Well, that's... Spiny's learning a valuable lesson here. Anything in the... do you follow the news at all? Because we try to do that on this show. We try to follow the news, things that are happening in the world. Not just music. A lot of people play music here, and music is good, you know, for the tapping your foot to and all that. But the things that really matter are the things that are happening inside the hallowed halls of our government... In Wall Street, out there on the streets with social activists, even things that are happening in the universe, other planets and such. But you don't care about any of that. You're just looking for a picture right now. You see the look of concentration, frustration.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that. Okay, let me tell you something that happened to me this last week.
Was it in the news?
It wasn't in the news. This is not something you will hear in the news. You found it?
Yeah.
I had the most pleasant experience I think I've had in a long, long time. And, oh, well, look at that. Look at that picture. That is something else. It's sort of like a three-dimensional picture here.
Yeah. Weren't you there for that?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I was there for that. I remember that item that he's holding in his hand. I helped to procure that item, in fact.
That's called a Port Jeffy?
I don't know what that's called. No, it's called something else. It was found in Port Jefferson, though.
Yeah.
It was. And I was in Port Jefferson earlier today. I certainly was.
And no, it's called a Port Jimmy, and we were wondering why it wasn't called Port Jeffy.
I think legal reasons or something like that. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, so I had the most pleasant experience in, of all places, the parking settlement office in New York City. What do they call that? You know, it's not the motor vehicle department. It's a parking education or something like that. You go in there to pay your parking tickets or to have hearings or things like that. And here's what happened. This might surprise you. The smart car. You've seen the smart car, right?
They're all over the place.
Now they're all over the place. And this is part of the problem. The smart car got a ticket. I parked in the meatpacking district. And I parked. Yeah, I parked where I shouldn't have parked. I know that. I just was just there for a few minutes. And I parked there.
Some meat?
No. You ever been to the meatpacking district? It's a great place.
No.
Cobblestone streets, old train bridges, and a lot of clubs, and some really cool places to hang out. And they do pack meat there, too, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that's like how it got its start, because it was like where all the meat came into the city. And you'll see all kinds of signs for suckling pigs and fresh chickens. And sometimes you'll even see them running around. It does happen. But for some reason, it's also a haven for clubs. But anyway, so it was a cool part of town. I figured, you know, park the smart car there, walk around a little bit. But no, a parking a meter maid or whatever came around and wrote a ticket. And because the smart car is all over the place now, as you say, they now know what they are. So they can write the tickets and they can say this is a smart car and various things like that. So the fact that I have a Canadian version doesn't really matter anymore. They actually have a little box for Quebec now, so they can actually check that off. And I can receive the ticket in my foreign address. So I didn't want that. But, you know, I was still a bit perturbed that I got the ticket. And I walked by the car and I said, oh, look, I got a ticket. And I sort of like said maybe something disrespectful about, well, good luck finding me because you'll never figure this out, you stupid parking people. And they must have heard that because when I came back not 5 or 10 minutes later, there was a second ticket for the same thing on my car. Can you believe that? Two tickets for the same offense within a half hour.
You shouldn't remove the ticket.
I didn't remove the ticket. It was still there.
Oh.
Two different cops or meter maids or whatnot came by and wrote tickets for the same offense within a half hour.
They can't do that.
They can't do that. That's what I said. But then I went to the internet. I went straight to the internet. And I asked the internet, is this possible? And what I heard from the internet was that they can write a ticket every single minute if they want to. They can write one every second. They can just keep writing tickets continuously. There's no regulation whatsoever. So if you park illegally, you can be fined $1 million because every single meter maid in the world can go there and start writing tickets and not stop. Isn't that something? Isn't that crazy, the kind of world we live in? That's what the internet said anyway. I said differently. I said that doesn't make any sense. That should not be. So I made a vow to go down to the parking office, which apparently it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. You simply go to this building anytime, just get there before 4:30, and you either pay or ask to see a judge. And in my case, you know, I wanted to pay for the one that I was guilty of, okay? I wasn't going to lie about it, but I didn't want to pay twice. So I explained this to the nice receptionist, and she said, okay, well, you have to see a judge. And it turns out the judge is simply this woman sitting behind a desk, not really a judge, more like a receptionist. And, you know, I explained the situation to her, and she looked at the ticket, and she said rather angrily, they can't do that. They can't give you a ticket within a half hour. It's got to be at least 3 hours. And she's yelling at me like it's my fault. You know, like I brought this on. Like I'm saying this thing that's completely unreasonable, that I got two tickets in a half hour.
Where did she get this 3-hour rule
from? I don't know where she got it from, but I liked it. It worked for me. So I said, yeah, that's, you know, and I have no problem paying for the one that I was guilty of. And what did they do? They reduced the fine for the first one. They dismissed, just wrote dismissed on the second one and reduced the fine for the first one. I was out of there in 10 minutes. It was air conditioned. Everybody was pleasant. Yeah, it was. But some people were in a very bad mood because they were paying thousands of dollars of tickets. They had some choice language as they were waiting on the cashier line. No, it's the most pleasant experience I've ever had in any remotely related law enforcement capacity whatsoever. So if you get a ticket in New York City, it's not quite as bad as you might think. Huh? How's that? Huh? You're surprised?
Yeah.
You're shocked?
Well, I'm not shocked.
But surprised that it could go that smoothly.
I'll never drive a smart car, though.
Well, the thing is, you just got to remember that they know what they are now, and you can't just park them anywhere you feel like.
Before they knew what they were they just thinking it was one of those cop golf cart things and not taking them?
I think they looked at that and said, how am I going to write a ticket for this car? It's got, you know, foreign plates. I don't even know what kind of car this is. I've never seen anything like it before. So, yeah, it would have been difficult. And as it is, the two tickets differed in how they described the car. One described the car as a two-door. One described it as a four-door. How can you get that wrong? You just count the doors, but somebody put four-door. And it's definitely, it's a smart car. It's a tiny car. Where would the four doors be? So, yeah, a bit of fun. A bit of fun. Still more than I wanted to spend, but a pleasant experience overall. Potentially unpleasant experience. I've told the story. Now you tell the story. This is how it works.
I shook hands with the Black Scorpion.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what that means, but...
The Black Scorpion.
Okay, this is another science fiction geeky thing, or did you actually touch a Black Scorpion? Or is there such a thing?
It might be a combination of both. No, it's at the Coney Island Sideshow.
Oh, yeah?
One of the performers.
Really?
Black Scorpion.
What's going on with Coney Island? I keep hearing these prophecies of doom that Coney Island, this amazingly historic place of fun where all kinds of people gather and just enjoy a day in the sun, and you see history, and you see all kinds of crazy people and whispers of the past as far as amusement parks and things like that. You see Nathan's, you see Mr. Softy everywhere. They say it's all going away or it's going to change radically in another year. This is the last year you can possibly appreciate it. What's going on? What's the story?
It's
going
to get Milbatoast-ized.
And that means what exactly?
It's just going to get bland. Bland, just shopping centers, middle America garbage.
Really?
It's just going to be, why bother leaving your house?
Well,
and with a roller coaster.
Okay, so what are they going to keep and what are they going to destroy?
I think they can't touch the...
Can't touch the boardwalk, right? They can't touch the beach. The ocean's still going to be there, right?
They won't move that.
All right.
Coney Island was an island before.
I heard that, hence the name, Coney Island.
They changed that, so maybe they can take the ocean away.
Oh, boy.
They'll leave the cyclone. They got to do that.
Cyclone being the roller coaster.
The roller coaster.
There used to be two. Do you remember there was one called the tornado or something?
Yeah. They got to leave the Wonder Wheel.
Wonder Wheel being the Ferris wheel with the cars that roll down.
That's been there since like the 30s.
I took that as a kid. It scared the crap out of me. Really did.
But I think as far as everything else goes.
I'm sorry. I've got to turn this thing off. Oh, what did I just do?
You unplugged the keyboard.
Oops, sorry. I thought I was unplugging the fan.
How about that?
Thank you. Good thing I didn't unplug the internet. I could have done that just as easily.
The internet.
It's much better. Much better without that fan. Just let me know if you get overheated.
All right. I'll just leave.
Yeah. Well, that'll be my cue. all right. So the sideshow, though. Will they keep that? Will they keep, where the...
Yes.
Shoot the Freak. Remember Shoot the Freak?
That has nothing to do with the sideshow. That's just,
Well, it's a pretty entertaining show.
Yeah. But the sideshow, they own their building now. So from what I hear, I think. Mm-hmm. So they'll be there. And they just expanded their bar.
Okay.
And they still have great acts, and they do movies at night.
Uh-huh. So now what's going away then? It sounds like everything's staying.
No, I think a lot of I know Dante's Inferno is going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
And that's a shame.
Yeah, what goes on in Dante's Inferno?
It's a dark ride. You sit in a bucket, and things jump out at you.
Oh, yeah. And they can't keep that with the condos and high-rises that they're going to put in?
No. What is it? Astroland? I think all those rides are going to be gone.
Hmm.
Gone, 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 gone.
And is this set in stone, or is there still a chance to save it?
From what I hear, I think this is like the last summer to go down there and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Cha-Cha's, go to Ruby's, because you ain't going to be doing it next year.
And what is Cha-Cha's?
Chi-Chi's? Cha-Cha's?
Cha-Cha. I do recall Cha-Cha's, but I don't know what it is.
There's these two bars that just overlook the beach.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like one of the only places where you go and sit on the beach and have a beer and just... look out over the ocean and meet so many great people.
Well, I guess that's the thing about Coney Island. You can get a beer there and hang out like in the open. They can't do that in many places these days. Yeah. They frown upon that kind of thing. But you can actually go to Nathan's.
It's all going to be gone.
Yeah, the fast food place and get a beer.
You can get frog legs there.
You can get I've never done that. I don't think I'd ever want to, but yeah, you can. If you so choose, you can. You mentioned Cha-Cha, and that reminded me of something else.
I was wondering why you're texting while doing
I'm
your
texting
show.
Because there's this online service called Cha-Cha, which has human beings, literally human beings, that will answer any question you ask them. I'm going to ask a question. Actually, you're going to ask a question. And inside of, I think, 10 minutes, somebody will message us back with an answer, and it'll be a human being. So why don't you come up with a question of some sort? And not too silly, Spiny. Just something...
real-world information that we need to know.
Yeah, something that we can check that's, a fact.
Who?
Who? Okay, I'm typing. Yes?
Who's performing at the Coney Island Sideshow this weekend?
Who is performing at the Coney Island Sideshow this weekend?
Yeah. I know the Black Scorpion's there, and I mean,
is this going to be a long list of people, or...
Probably about five people.
Okay. Coney Island... Sideshow, one word, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. They'll figure
it out.
They
got the Fire Eater. She's great.
This, is it the same every weekend, or is it
No, it's rotated. Okay. Last time I was there, they had the Wolf Boy from Mexico.
All right, who is performing at the Coney Island Sideshow this weekend? That's the question as you wish to send it, correct?
See.
Okay, here we go. We're sending the question, and hopefully soon we'll get an answer. And
it's
we'll
like
find
411
out.
With real people.
It's real people. I mean, basically what happens is, someone told me about this about a month ago, you can actually become one of these people, and they pay you some ridiculous amount, very, very small, but they pay you to actually answer some questions. And if you're good, you can advance and answer all kinds of questions.
You get paid per question answered, that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. And I don't think you have to answer them correctly, but if you answer them incorrectly, you don't last very long. You get sort of
pushed
aside. You
get booted off the show.
You get pushed aside, yeah, and that's the end of your question answering career. It's fun. It's free. It's text message charges.
Did we get an answer yet?
Well, it takes about 10 minutes usually.
I'm bored already.
Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it takes shorter. Sometimes. I think I've always gotten an answer. It hasn't always been the right answer. I tried this at the USB party, actually, which I didn't see you at.
No.
And I tried to... the question somebody was asking was, which monarch is known for disguising themselves as a cab driver? And it took about 25 minutes for Cha-Cha to answer. And when they did answer, they said it was... That little beep means that I have an answer. But let me finish my story first. The answer I got to the question, which monarch likes to hide as a cab driver, turned out to be one of the Spice Girls. And that was not right at all. In fact, they're not even part of the monarchy of any sort.
They were knighted.
Were they? Well, maybe that's what they thought then. But and one of them,
I have no idea.
Well, one of them did drive a cab. They got that right. But that's about all. Hmm. But apparently some King Abdullah or something was known for that. But nobody else knew this, which meant he hid himself pretty well. Okay, so what kind of answer we got here? It's asking me a question. What is the venue for this event? I've never had them ask me a question in return. That's not what it's not supposed to work that way. Okay, now they gave me a link, and I'm opening that now. I have to go on the internet on my phone, which is going to take an extra minute or two. Yeah, thanks, Spidey. You
well,
confused them.
See, the service sucks.
Well, apparently it does. If they're going to ask me a question in response to Mike, they asked it fast, though. They asked it fast. It would be kind of cool to have the opposite, where your phone asks you questions every couple of minutes, and you had to answer it, or you lose your service or something.
Is this a person sitting next to a computer answering this?
Or
is this
yeah,
like some guy carrying
be.
His cell phone around at a bar, and, oh, someone's asking me a question?
I mean, I guess they're trying to say that you didn't give them enough information. Coney Island Sideshow? Is there some other venue?
A sideshow by the seashore. I mean, but it's... you just.
They don't know this.
If
it could
you just Googled Coney Island Sideshow,
uh-huh.
It would have came up. Google knows it. Cha-Cha doesn't.
Let's try another question. Let's keep Coney Island out of it, because I think they're getting very confused.
Forget it.
It's
got to
be something
else. No, this is stupid.
Some kind of factual thing.
That was factual.
Well, yeah, something else kind of factual. Come on, it's got to be something. Some fact. Maybe something about you.
No, I don't care anymore.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna find out. We're going to find out who Spiny Norman is. How about that? Okay.
I have another story.
All right, go ahead.
All right, you know my old show, right?
Uh-huh.
And I used to make tapes for people. I would get emails through the internet, so they'd ask me for tapes. So I sent one to this guy, and that was the end of it. Until 10 years later, I get this MySpace message.
Uh-huh.
Some guy wants to be my friend. I said, sure. And he sends me, as a comment photo, one of my psychedelic cards that I used to pass out.
Uh-huh.
He had one. And I said, oh, that's kind of cool.
The special ones with the tabs on them?
Yeah. Okay. You can trip for days on it.
Right.
And it turns out he's doing a radio show. It's not real radio. It's just internet radio.
Who isn't doing radio these days, Spiny? Everyone's doing radio.
And I said, sure, whatever. But one day I go and I look at what he's playing. He's playing excerpts from my show.
Really?
He's playing interviews of people I interviewed. And then I go to his website. And he's stolen my artwork and photoshopped his logo above my artwork.
That's a class act there. Okay. I'm asking, what day and time is Spiny Norman on WUSB? Is that a good question?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if they...
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I know the answer, so it's kind of...
They don't know you're sending the same question either, because you're always going to different people, so they have... They're just randomly getting a question. We just got an imbecile this time that decided not to do any research at all.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes. Why not? Everyone else is asking me questions.
That phone goes on the internet.
This phone goes on the internet. Doesn't every phone go on the internet?
Why didn't you just Google it then?
Because the whole point was to show you the cha-cha thing and show you how cool it is and that it answers questions.
Well, you showed me once and it didn't work.
I know. I can't predict the future. For that, I need another site. You know, it's the best I can possibly do. Sorry. Sometimes this is live radio. Sometimes things don't work out like you want it to. Now then, while we're waiting for an answer, let's try to look at some of the things going on in the news today. They've got this thing. You know, hear about this?
This
missile deal, missile defense shield in the Czech Republic. Have you heard about this?
Is this our old Star Wars system?
It's something very similar to this. Now, today the U.S. signed a pact to build U.S. missile defense shield in the Czech Republic, and Russia is pissed off. They say they will react with military means if the shield is deployed. Are you getting this, Spiny? Russia is threatening military action now if the U.S. goes ahead with a plan to put a U.S. missile defense shield in the Czech Republic. Now, today, and you'll see pictures of this, the U.S. and Czech foreign ministers toasted with champagne after signing the accord to place a tracking radar southwest of Prague as part of a system to protect against the perceived threat of missile attack from countries such as Iran. It's got nothing to do with Russia. It's all about Iran. Trying to protect ourselves against Iran, and by doing that, we stick a missile defense shield in the Czech Republic. Doesn't it make sense to you? Doesn't it make sense to you, Spiny, that we should do that?
I don't know. I guess so.
I mean, the fact that it's right next to Russia, yeah, you know, okay, maybe they could take it the wrong way and think that we're actually trying to spy on them or somehow make them less secure, but that's just paranoia on Russia's part, don't you think? Obviously, the United States has to defend itself against countries like Iran, which could send a missile all the way over Europe, over the Atlantic Ocean to us without us being able to do anything about it. Can you imagine that? Wouldn't you be sorry if that happened?
I'd be hurt.
And if we put this defense shield in the Czech Republic and various other former Soviet satellite nations, well then, we're all the more secure. Don't know what Russia's getting all upset about. This is the Cold War. It's happening all over again. Russia has warned the United States against deploying the shield close to its borders. If the real deployment of an American strategic missile defense shield begins close to our borders, then we will be forced to react not with diplomatic methods, but with military-technical methods. And you can find that statement by the Foreign Ministry on www.mid.ru. That's their website. And that's where you can actually verify they did in fact say that. Now, it didn't give specifics, but analysts say the threat appeared aimed at stoking European opposition to the shield. Here's the thing. You know, if we're so sincere about this, if we're so sincere about the only reason for putting all this military technology into the countries that are very close to Russia, well then, the only reason for us doing this is to protect ourselves from little nations like Iran. Why don't we offer the Russians the same exact thing and stick it in places like Mexico and Canada? Right? Wouldn't that make them not fear what was going on? I mean, if it's not to spy on neighboring countries, then obviously it's just meant to protect them from crazy countries, which is how we define. Okay, you want the answer to the thing, don't you?
And okay. I came up with a better question.
All right. Well, we can ask as many questions as you want.
They're
answering pretty fast. I think this is peak time. All right. Let's see what it says here. Spiny Norman is on Tuesday at 2:30 to 5 o'clock on WUSB. See, it says it right there. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, but I knew that.
You knew that, yes. But I just asked some total stranger. God knows where they are. In fact, I'm going to find out who they are. I can do that, too.
And if I had internet access, I would have just went to USB's website.
Listen, yeah, you might have just went there, but you shouldn't have, because you just have to do this. You just have to send an SMS text message.
SMS?
Yes.
What's that?
Short message service, or short messaging service, or short messaging system, or short message system, or something like that. SMS is what you say.
I got a good question.
Make it shorter. Hang on. This answer came to us via...
Via
Marco L. Marco with a C, L. Thank you, Marco L, for answering this question for us and answering it successfully. You got the time right, 2:30 to 5, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Depending.
Maybe depending.
Depending on if Latino USA is late.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, Marco L. would not know that, would he?
He would not.
All right. So you got a question?
Yes.
Is this a good question, Spiny?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Hang on. I got to enter the... You send the SMS to 242-242, which spells cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Pretty cool, huh? All right. What's the question?
What's the difference?
What is the difference? They're not contraptions.
Contractions. What's the difference?
Contraptions. They don't like contraptions either. What is the difference?
Between a frog and a toad.
Why don't we just ask them what is the difference?
What's the difference?
why even bother? What is the difference, what?
Between a frog and a toad.
Oh, you really want to know this?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I had a fight over this.
You have frights over the weirdest things.
I even went to the straight dope about that.
All right, the difference between a frog and a hare.
No.
Oh, wait, no, a hare and a rabbit?
No.
No, wait. I'm sorry, I got all confused.
Frog and a toad.
Frog and a toad. Don't you think it's weird, though, that that frogs and toads and hares and rabbits are all different creatures? They are. The ones you see in Long Island, I think those are hares, not rabbits. Okay, difference between a frog and a toad. And we're going to send this and get an answer, hopefully.
Maybe it'll be Marco again.
Yeah, I don't think so. You never get the same person twice. Now, here's the other thing, getting back to crazy countries and things like that. Now, the Iranian military is also getting a bit concerned over U.S. actions of late. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have begun a military exercise and issued a warning that Israel and U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf would be prime targets if Iran is attacked. Now, this story came over the AP, and they're saying it like this is a shock, you know, like... If Iran is attacked by the United States, then Iran is likely to attack U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf, which is right near where Iran is. Okay, yeah, duh. I mean, doesn't that make a lot of sense that that's what they would do? If we attack them, they attack us back. Don't they have every right to do that? You know, it's one, two wrongs make... I don't know what the actual military phrase is, but... The thing is, it's not that surprising. Now, the website of the elite Iranian force, yes, they have a website too, posted a statement. They don't give you the URL for that. I wish they would. I'd like to have the elite Iranian force as my homepage.
Cha-cha that.
You know, I might do that. What is the website of the elite Iranian force? Thank you. Thank you, Spiny. As soon as I get the answer to the first one. You know what? I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait. I can ask that question right now. There's no law against having two... Oh.
Whoa.
I guess you have to move fast, otherwise you'll get an answer. Okay, let's see what the answer to the question was. They type pretty fast, don't they? My phone isn't working, though. It's going very slow. It's a blank screen right now. Yeah. God, I hate things that are slow. Let's see. I got a two-part question. Here's the second part. I didn't get the first part yet, but the second part. Cartilage structure is the main difference. Oh, maybe that's the whole answer then. I guess, yeah, it's a very brief... cartilage structure is the main difference. And there's a link. You can go to the link and learn more, I suppose. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Cartilage, is that how your fight ended up, cartilage structure?
Not really, no.
No? Well, you want to tell us the difference between a frog and a toad?
Two schools of thought. One is that there is no difference. The other is...
Of course there's a difference. Who's the imbecile said there was no difference? I'm sorry, was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
Good, okay. Of course there's a difference, otherwise it wouldn't be different words. Yeah.
Like dad and father, right? Yeah.
Exactly, thank you. Now, wait, what's the... what were we got? Oh, yes, the website.
For the elite to... It's getting too hot in here.
It is getting pretty hot.
I'm going to fail on you.
That's... you're leaving?
For a little bit.
The heat gets turned on in the kitchen and you have to be cook the broth or whatever the...
If I can't stand the heat, I get out of the kitchen.
That's good, too, yes. All right, well, I'm going to ask this question. What is the... I can say URL, right? They'll know what URL is. Don't you think they'll know what URL is?
I would hope so.
All right. URL for the, what is it again? The elite Iranian force.
No guards, right?
I hope they don't come up with this, like, you know, elite Iranian stud or something who calls himself the, I'm the elite Iranian force, and I get his website. I don't want that. All right.
I'll be listening.
I'll jump up and down when I get the answer. For the Iranian force. This ought to be good. And hopefully it won't get them in any trouble looking up this classified information. Yes, Spiny Norman, thank you very much for dropping in on this Tuesday evening. And thanks for turning the fan back on, too, by the way. You left it nice and toasty warm in here. So, yeah, you know, am I crazy in saying that, yeah, if Iran gets attacked by the U.S., Iran should attack back? I mean, am I, does that make me anti-American? Well, it makes me anti-American stupidity, I suppose, because if you attack anybody, attacking back is something you should expect. And just this fact that that the powers that be seem to believe that they can make any country do what they say just because they say so, it's incredibly silly, misguided, stupid, and rather insulting as well. I mean, so what if Iran is developing nuclear capabilities? So what if North Korea is developing nuclear capabilities? It's what science is about. It's what human beings do. They develop things. They figure things out. You can't tell somebody, you are not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to learn about this. You're not... Yes, finally, we do have an answer. And hang on, let's see what the answer is, if it's at all satisfactory. It's according to these guys, the Elite Iranian Forces website is www.msnbc.com/ID/17175714. I'm not even going to bother to go there. Listeners, you can go there if you want, but I know for a fact that MSNBC has got nothing to do with the Elite Iranian Force. I'm sorry, but I'm putting the phone down. That's enough of that. That's just silly. I guess if you're asking for capitals and... we used it the other day to find a really good vegetarian restaurant in Prague, Czechoslovakia, or Czech Republic, and it got an answer pretty quickly. So that was useful. That can be something that you can make use of if you're stuck. But I guess for things like this, not very useful. Anyway, getting back to Iran, Israel's military sent warplanes over the Eastern Mediterranean for a large military exercise in June that U.S. officials described as a possible rehearsal for a strike on Iran's nuclear facilities, which the West fears are aimed at producing atomic weapons. Now then, why can't, say, Pakistan or Libya or some other country go and bomb Israel's nuclear program because they are afraid that they're going to use it for atomic weapons? It's because, well, they're good and Iran is bad. Are we really that simplistic that we believe that there is a definite good and a definite bad, rather than good forces in one particular place, bad forces maybe in the same place, all sorts of different forces battling each other? But pretty much you can bet that the people in whatever regime you're talking about don't believe they're the bad guys, just like any religion does not believe that they're the wrong religion. They all believe they're the right religion and everybody else is the wrong religion. And you're not going to communicate with them by telling them that they're wrong and that they have to listen to you. You're going to communicate to them by finding common ground and by figuring out ways of passing civilized words back and forth. And this is not the way. It's pretty obvious this is not the way. The Iranian website quoted guard official Ali Shirazi as saying that Israel's coastal metropolis of Tel Aviv and U.S. warships in the Gulf would be among the first targets if Iran comes under attack. The Zionist regime is pushing the White House to prepare for a military strike on Iran. If such a stupidity is done by them, Tel Aviv and the U.S. naval fleet in the Persian Gulf will be the first targets, which will be set on fire in Iran's crushing response. All rhetoric aside, that's probably quite accurate as far as what would be attempted, at least. And why be surprised at this? Why even be outraged at this? Of course, be outraged at the initial strike. Anyone stupid enough to do something like that? And ask yourself, would you support that kind of a thing? Or would you support the right of a nation to stand up for itself and say enough of this nonsense? Not saying they don't have their share of nonsense over there. They certainly do. But boy, this is... We just got to get through the next 6 months or so, unless something bad happens and we have another 4 years of this nonsense, which is entirely possible. Okay, Al Jazeera in the news again. Al Jazeera, as you may know, no, they're not the terrorist group. They're the news network. A lot of people here don't know the difference, and the reason for that is because it's kept from you. You don't get to see it. But Al Jazeera is a news network, very much like CNN or MSNBC, the elite Iranian network there, and all kinds of other ones, BBC even. They present news from the perspective of the Middle East, and I guess that's enough to get them condemned in many places. They receive criticism from all different regimes, U.S. and Arab regimes as well. Everybody thinks that they're out to get them, which I guess is a good sign of journalism. If everybody hates you, then you must be doing something right. Anyway, this comes from Burlington, Vermont. Burlington Telecom this week released more than 200 letters and emails concerning Al Jazeera English at the request of the Burlington Free Press. Now, Al Jazeera English is the English version of the Al Jazeera News Network. It's been available for, I think, over a year now, and virtually nobody in the United States, no carriers in the United States, have picked it up out of, I guess, fear. What else could it possibly be? Certainly not because there's no demand for it. People want to see different perspectives. They're fascinated by this. Anyway, the messages that Burlington Telecom, which I imagine is a cable company, because I don't think there's an independent phone company called Burlington Telecom, is there? There might be, but the messages make clear that culture clash is as fierce in Vermont as it is elsewhere in the country. Those who want Al Jazeera English taken off the air in Burlington characterize it as anti-American and supportive of terrorists, while many of those who approve its presence on Burlington Telecom cable television cast Al Jazeera English opponents as small-minded and intolerant. The Burlington Free Press sought the letters under the provisions of the state's Access to Public Information Law. Burlington Telecom, the city's municipally owned internet, telephone, and cable television company, began carrying Al Jazeera English back in December of 2006. A controversy began this spring when Mayor Bob Kiss, oh, what a name, Bob Kiss, learning that the news network was about to be dropped, instructed Burlington Telecom's general manager to pursue obtaining a contract with Al Jazeera English and said it shouldn't be dropped until the public had a chance to comment. Bravo. Public forums in late May at City Hall and June 11th at Champlain College drew more than 100 people. That's not that many people, you know. 100 people really is not all that many. Think of how easy it is to gather 100 people together, and that makes it a significant event. Those who wanted Al Jazeera English to remain on the air far outnumbered opponents at both forums. Burlington Telecom didn't tabulate the messages it received after May 15th and redacted addresses for many of them, making it impossible to determine where they originated. Overall, Burlington Telecom provided the Free Press with 116 messages in favor of retaining the Qatar-based network and 87 urging its removal. "You're now offering Al Jazeera," said one message that apparently originated out of state. "Shame on you. Your company deserves to lose business and to go out of business. You are traitorous to allow Islamic extremist propaganda and to make money off of it. You make me sick." And then it got really big and bold and couldn't be read anymore. Rabbi Toby Weissman, is that a real name? That sounds like a funny name for some reason. Toby Weissman. I don't know why. There's something about that name makes me laugh. Rabbi Toby Weissman. I think I went to school with Toby Weissman. That must be it. And now he's a rabbi. Imagine that. Anyway, Rabbi Toby Weissman, the director of the Yearning for Learning Center. You know, that's not fair to people with speech impediments. It's really hard to say that. Yearning for Learning Center. Said in a telephone interview that Toby's a she? Rabbi Toby, oh, I guess so. You could do that. So turned into a rabbi and got a sex change operation. Amazing. She sent an email to Burlington Telecom because she found it really scary that Al Jazeera English was being aired in Vermont. Well, gosh, maybe you should sleep with the lights on if you find a cable television channel that scary. Her comments paralleled those in many of the letters hostile to Al Jazeera English. She said the network displays anti-Semitism and anti-Israel vehement rhetoric. Where do you get this nonsense? Have you ever even watched it? It's absolutely unbelievable how people jump to all sorts of conclusions based on what they've heard and not what they've seen. And yes, I've never seen it before, she said, but I heard people that I trust very much tell me that. Okay, you know, folks, I think everybody needs to call their local cable company or their satellite company. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to call every cable company in the neighborhood, which is only two, and neighborhood encompassing the entire metropolitan region, and ask them politely, nicely, to carry Al Jazeera English. And if just 10 of you did that, 10 other people did that, that would be considered significant. Think about that. Yeah. Now, what would happen if Al Jazeera English started to air in your region? Well, you'd be able to see a perspective in English from some other part of the world. It might make you think a little bit. Maybe it'll make you angry. That's possible. But should it be banned? Should it be kept from your eyes by people who already have made decisions based on what other people have told them? Doesn't seem quite democratic, does it? Let us decide what the propaganda is. Let us decide when we're being told truths and mistruths. One thing I think we have enough of is sameness. We have the same stories, the same anchors, the same perspectives constantly. It's about time we got some different perspectives. And then we can react to those like the rest of the world does. It's not that big a deal, but people are faced with different perspectives every single day of their lives. We're intelligent enough to figure it out on our own. So give us the chance. Now, you know what? Let's take the chance, because we don't need permission to read, to interpret things, to learn things. These are just basic rights that should be observed every single day. Okay, pretty much running out of time here, and we've babbled away a whole lot of the hour. But I want to encourage people to write to us, otw@2600.com, with your thoughts and feelings and various other things like that. And please, by all means, listen to the shows. It doesn't have to be the most current one. You can listen to old shows. In fact, I want to read this one letter we got from somebody this week, from Dr. Zoltan. Dr. Zoltan writes to us, yes, and says, dear Emmanuel, I've been listening to Brain Damage. That's a show we used to do back in the late 80s and early 90s. In fact, Spiny Norman's on quite a few of those. You can hear back when he was, back before, how do I say this nicely? Back when his brain was firing on all cylinders, right? No, that didn't come out right either. Back when the world was a different place, and we could appreciate somebody like Spiny a lot more than we can today. Yeah, that's it. I've been listening to Brain Damage lately. Oh, wow, he has an axe. How about that? Okay, he'll be visiting us shortly. I have been listening to Brain Damage lately, starting from the very beginning. That was back in 1988. I wanted to share a couple of very interesting topics you brought up way back in your second episode, January 9th, 1988, some 20 years ago. Number one, under administrative detention. And just imagine this going on here. This is a quote from me, apparently. The military occupation authorities can order someone jailed as a threat to security for up to 6 months without specific charges, and the detention can be renewed indefinitely. In other words, they can jail you forever without specific charges. Military officials do not have to produce evidence because under the procedures, they can declare it a secret for security reasons. And number two, what can we say? What can we possibly add to that? Computers. Computers are infected by diseases. This world is going nuts, completely crazy. Computer bugs. Literally computer bugs. And Dr. Zoltan says that should be a 2600 t-shirt. Who would have thought these two issues would have become so important to all of us? Thank you very much for archiving all this material. I listen every single day. Well, that's good to know. That's good to hear. It's good to think about. A little scary, but good to know there are people out there paying attention and calling me on things I might say wrong or things that change in the world. It's fascinating to see how the world moves in good ways and bad ways. And with that, I guess it's time for us to be moving on out of here. As we grow ever closer to our conference coming up in just about 10 days. Yes, as we discussed with Spiny earlier, it is the last hope. And hope has been something special over the years, Hackers on Planet Earth Conference. And we have no doubt that the last hope will be the best hope, the most inspiring hope, the hope that you can hold close to your heart and remember for all those hopeless nights that lie awake, that you lie awake in, as Al Jazeera English plays in the background and scares the living crap out of you. Yeah, you know what? Before I get any more depressed, let's just mosey on out of here. This is Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Have a good night. When I was burned and broken, while the days slipped by from my window, watching
And where were you when I was hurt and I was helpless?
Wait. You know, this isn't the message I want to send, actually. It's, sorry. Dave, cut it. No, it's just too self-absorbed and kind of, I don't want to, like, evoke that much pity. No, it's nice. A nice song. I'm not saying it's not a nice song, but I just would like to go out on something a little bit more cheerful than that. Is that? I don't know how this happens sometimes, but you just get these really depressing songs. I'm trying to be cheerful here because, you know, we're talking about The Last Hope coming up in just about 10 days, and there's a lot of emotion going on out there, and we've tried to be cheerful over the past several weeks and things like that. It's hard. It's hard to do that, but... you know, I think if we pull together and try and be happy at least, then we'll get there. But we'll only get there if we go there together, all right? So let's bring it up a notch. Let's be happy. Let's be cheerful and chipper. All right, then. This is Emmanuel for Off the Wall. Good night.
Hey kids, it's Finn with you, right here on WUSB Stony Brook. This is Beck, brand new.